This hour of the Jason Rand Show is brought to you by American Crawl Space and Pest Services. Lots of news happening all around the world and right here at home. It's time to find out what's trending.
What's trending? Let's get political.
So last night, Dino Rossi took on Dr. Kim Schreier in the one and only debate as the two battle it out to replace retiring Congressman Dave Reichert in Washington's 8th District. That includes Sammamish, Auburn, Covington, Buckley, Issaquah, and goes all the way east into Ellensburg. Joining me on the line live this morning with his reaction is the Washington State GOP chairman, the pride of Puyallup, Caleb Heimlich. Caleb, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. Great to be with you.
So what'd you think about the debate last night? Something tells me you're about to sing the praises of Dino.
Yeah, I thought Dino did a great job. I thought it was clear who won the debate. I think there was probably four big comparisons that came through. Number one, on one side you have Dr. Tax, living up to her name, supporting a state income tax, supporting an energy tax, and running to Washington, D.C. to raise people's federal income taxes. And on the other, you had Dino, who's protecting the middle class and fighting for taxpayers. So it's a clear choice. Secondly, you had someone that was unprepared on a lot of issues. She didn't know. She kind of had to give a quick answer and say, oh, thank you, I'm done. And she said she hadn't read the trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, didn't know how that was going to impact farmers. Just a lot of answers where she didn't have details versus a record of getting it done, where Dino could talk about his accomplishments, talking about policy victories that he'd actually gotten through. And then you've got a resistant-style candidate who protests. It's hard to get things done when you're yelling at people, and that's what you've got in Dr. Schreier, where Dino has a record of being a bipartisan problem solver. And then the last one was Dr. Schreier gave a very bizarre answer on farming, basically saying, oh, we've got to change this visa program because we've got these farmers that are abusing workers.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but when I meet farmers, that's the last thing that comes to mind is we've got a lot of good-hearted people that are out there working hard.
I would love her to actually point out the farmers who are abusive. I want to know about them. I want to know who they are.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was clear that one candidate definitely better represents the values of the 8th Congressional District, and that was hands down Dino Rossi.
Caleb, I'm glad you referred to her as Dr. Kim Schreier. I learned last night about 14 times that she's a pediatrician. Did you know that before this?
I had seen the ads. Yeah,
she's a doctor.
Definitely the calling card.
Yeah, I'm super impressed. She's a doctor. Just everyone's got to know that she's a doctor. Were there any one particular stumble in those four that the party's ready to really take advantage of moving forward in the remain? What do we got, like 19 days left?
Yeah, I think as we've talked with folks, the biggest contrast and what really impacts people is their pocketbook, and it's the taxes. And so I think that's what you're going to see a lot of ads going forward for the next 19 days, that if you want your taxes to go up, vote for Dr. Tax, vote for Seattle-style Kim Schreier. But if you want to keep the economy moving, to keep more of your hard-earned tax dollars, then you need to vote for Dino because he's an advocate for you. And I think in that district, that really cuts to the core of the issue. Mm-hmm. And there's more people that don't want to see their taxes go up than there are that want to raise them. And that's where you get the numbers to get Dino over the finish line.
Well, and there's the irony in her saying that in her district, in this district, that the middle class is being squeezed. And yet she proposes and supports new taxes. And that's just, she's saying two different things at the same time. And I'd love to know from folks who are living in Auburn or Sammamish or Buckley right now, like, are you guys squeezed? Because the economy is doing well. We are experiencing record economic growth, record unemployment rates down. I don't understand where this whole they're being squeezed comes from.
And if anything, they're being squeezed by policies that are pushed by Dr. Schreier's party. When we've got the highest gas tax in the country, when our property taxes are going up, when our car tabs are at skyrocketing highs, and that's squeezing the middle class. If anything, when you fill up at the pump, and her policies would make that worse. I mean, the energy tax that she supports would raise prices at the pump and for your home heating by hundreds of dollars every year, and that's going to squeeze the middle class. So you're right. It's saying one thing, but doing another that's not going to help people.
just joining me. I'm talking with Caleb Heimlich. He's the pride of Puyallup. He's the Washington State GOP chairman. We're talking about last night's debate between Dino Rossi and Dr. Kim Schreier. Again, Caleb, are you aware that Kim Schreier is a doctor? She's a pediatrician.
She made that clear, that's for sure.
So what I thought Dino did a really good job with, and it was it's a departure from what we saw with Susan Hutchison taking on Maria Campbell, in that Dino didn't try to marry himself specifically to Donald Trump. He married himself to policies that make sense, that Trump and the GOP generally support. But he said he wasn't going to be beholden to President Trump, and that seems like a good move, particularly for the 8th District.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, it is, as we've talked, I think, earlier, it's a swing district. And Hillary Clinton won the district by a couple points. And elections are really about winning those people in the middle. Obviously, you got to keep your base, and I think Dino has a great record, and every Republican in this state has voted for him multiple times and loves Dino, and so he's a known commodity there. And in that debate, he's really trying to convince those swing voters in the middle that, look, I'm an advocate for you. I'm going to represent this district. I'm going to fight to keep your taxes low, and I'm going to do right by what works for this district, and that's what you got to do to win over those people in the middle. And Dino was very focused on that.
How is the state GOP actually dividing resources between districts like 8th and Kathy McMorris's district, along the lines of the state races that are also incredibly important, and the Senate race that's important?
Yeah, so the big focus is, as you said, we've got these three competitive congressional races with Jamie Herrera Butler in Southwest Washington, Dino's race, and Kathy's race. We've got teams of people out knocking on doors basically in all three of those districts. Well, we do, not basically. In all three of those districts, I think last week we knocked on 30,000 doors across the state, and that number is just going to keep increasing over the next 3 weeks, and getting Republicans out to vote. That's our key focus. If we can get our Republicans out to vote, that's going to help everybody. It's going to help Susan running for Senate. It's going to help our three congressional candidates. And we've got a lot of key legislative districts underneath those same congressional districts. So in those neighborhoods, we've got people knocking on doors, and it's going to help all of those campaigns. So I'd say that's kind of how we're dividing resources and focusing on helping everybody that we can. And then we've got some other field staff. We have a dozen field staff and about 100 people under them that are doing that door knocking, and volunteers as well. So the primary focus is those three competitive congressionals, and then we've got other field staff placed in those key Senate and House districts where we're trying to hold as many as we can, because if we lose seats at the state Senate level, at the state House level, state legislature is going to look like the Seattle City Council, and that's going to be very bad for the future of Washington State. So we're trying not to let that happen.
And keep that in mind, folks. If you live and are listening right now in Maple Valley or Black Diamond or Bonnie Lake in Enum, Clawneaton, Villain Orting, like, do you want to be represented by a Seattle progressive, or do you want someone like Dino Rossi who will work across the aisle? Because when you announce that you're a member of the resistance, it means not only are you going to get nothing done for your district, but you're not going to work across the aisle, and no one's going to want to work with you because you're so far to the left, which means a lot of the issues that are exclusive to Sammamish and Issaquah and Auburn, you're not going to get any sort of sway in Congress. And that's why this is so important. So make sure, if you live there, you're voting the right way. If you know people who live in the area, if maybe you got kids who are registered in Ellensburg, you have friends in Leavenworth or Cleellum, you got to tell them to vote. It's incredibly important. Again, I've been joined this morning by Caleb Heimlich. He is the Washington State GOP chairman. He is fighting the good fight to make sure we take control of Washington, whether or not we're talking about the state Senate, the state House, or these congressional districts. Caleb, I appreciate you stopping by this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Everybody vote.
Absolutely. Everybody vote. You're listening to the Jason Rand Show. If you want to join the conversation, send me a text at 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770, the Numb Better Tax Resolution Hotline. Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show. We're live in the Online Trading Academy studio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for following me on Instagram. We've been doing a lot more stuff on Instagram, lots of videos and polls. In fact, we got a poll going on right now having to do with Dino Rossi and Kim Schreier, who you thought won the debate. If you want to participate in that poll, just go to our Instagram account, Jason Rantz, JasonRantz. Hit the follow button. And today as a special, if we get 17 likes by the end of the show, the lottery ticket that I got Darren as a bonus for the big win tomorrow, for the Mega Millions jackpot tomorrow. If I get 17, I will share the winnings with everyone who likes us. Every single person on Instagram who gives me a follow, I will personally share Darren's winnings after I take my cut, because obviously I'm taking a cut out of that because I bought the ticket.
You're suggesting I have a winning ticket?
I'm saying if you have a winning ticket, and yeah. I pick the numbers for you, so my sense is you're going to probably win.
Okay.
Is if we get at least 17 follows today, by the end of the show, I will share the winnings with everybody.
So I still end up in the green here. I still end up profiting.
Well, I mean, after the commission and after we split it up, plus a fee involved on top, because I went to the corner store down the street to purchase the lottery ticket, so we got to account for that. You might end up owing some, but not a lot. You might not end up owing a lot. Which is good because,
okay.
you
as
know,
long as it's not a lot, yeah.
You are still, however, open to the tax implications of all of this. So just keep that in mind.
I only got $30 in my wallet.
You're going to have to add a few more zeros to that just to cover the taxes associated with it. So go on Instagram, follow us, Jason Rants. I know a lot of people decided to buy a lottery ticket. I'm going to go probably later today. I was on the way past the corner store and I was walking with Stephanie over at MyNorthwest.com. She's the editor there. And we were going to go, and we immediately said, okay, we're not buying one together, because that never works out. And she knew I was going to cheat her out of her half of the money if we did end up winning. And then we couldn't figure out whether or not you need cash, or can I pay with a credit card to buy a lotto? I don't know the answer to that. If you don't, you can text us on the NumBetter Tax Resolution Hotline, 1-800-465-8770. But no winner was announced on Tuesday, which at that point, it was already at one of the highest it's ever been, the jackpot. So now it's at least $868 million tomorrow. You can get that over the course of your lifetime, or you can get one lump sum of $494.5 million if you win. It's now officially the largest grand prize they've ever had in the history of the lottery.
Once you have $495 million, what's the difference between that and $800?
I was thinking that myself, because it depends on how many million you're getting every single year, and how, I think it's 30 years. So I don't know the math off the top, or 20 years. So I don't know the math off the top of my head. I would say, depending on what that annual thing is, it depends on how big your family is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Let's say you have a lot of kids. Let's say you have four kids. Well, assuming they're going to have a lot of kids, and presumably you want to take care of them. At some point, you don't care about the lineage, because you're never going to meet them. You're going to be dead four generations later. You don't really care about little Stewie.
That's awfully cynical, but okay.
But at that point, you can only think so much. So let's say you're in your 50s or 60s and you win, and you've got, you know, four kids in their 40s or their 30s, whatever it is, and they've got kids. Like, you can at least see several generations that you can help by hanging on to more of the money than less. But because I have no one in my life I love or appreciate, I'm taking the lump sum easy, like in a heartbeat. Because I don't need $3 million a year. I'd rather just take, because let's be clear, I'll probably die of some stress-related issue by the age of 39. So I've only got like three more years left. I just want all the money.
What's the first thing you'd do?
Here's the deal. Here's how you know if I win. You will not see me on Monday. I will just not show up on Monday.
I won't see you on Monday anyway, but
you won't see me. Just go with it. They don't know that you're taking next week off. Can't you just lean into
the love
of God?
I'm leaning.
Yeah, you won't see me on Monday. Now, the truth is, you should probably, it also means I could be dead. So maybe check up on me and go to my apartment if I just don't show up. Because I'm never late. You know exactly when I walk in the building. And if I'm even 10 seconds late, I'll usually send you a text. So if I'm not there, check out the place. Now, if it's been completely cleaned out, my apartment, then I've definitely, well, if it's really messy, assume I've been kidnapped and probably killed, and call 911 at that point. But if it's just, it's totally clean, I just leave and all my stuff is gone, just assume I won the lottery. You'll never hear from me again.
And I assume you're going to go to London.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
you just buy like a penthouse somewhere.
They call it a flat.
Flat.
But like a really good flat. A really high-end flat. That's what I'm going to do. Is that cool? Is that okay with you? And
yeah,
you'll never
fair.
See me again. And maybe I'll send you postcards from time to time, giving you a hint as to where I am. But
no,
it'll
that's fine.
Always...
You don't have to.
Okay. I was going to attach money to it, but fine. I won't. Never mind. If you want to buy your lottery tickets, do it today. And here's my tip for you. Everyone out there, you should use the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and Powerball 7. Every single person. That's the numbers you should pick. I'm going to be smart and pick other random numbers that are more likely to be chosen than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But you guys should do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 because if you care about me, you'll want me to win.
It has just as much of a likelihood of winning as any other combination.
No. That one's very... To get the odds of getting every single number one after the other is different.
Any number after the other.
I'm going to strangle you during this break, Darren. You know what? 17 likes on Instagram. I'm not even putting him into the pot. All of you get the money.
So I don't have to pay the fees and I don't...
No, but you also don't get to enjoy any of...
Sounds good to me.
Of the fee. Yeah, okay. Actually, never mind. He's paying for all of it. Instagram, Jason Rantz.
Olympia, Sammamish, Lakewood, Bellevue.
This is the Big Local on the Jason Rantz Show.
Bellingham, Kirkland, Z-Town.
Stories about you, not about Seattle.
The media is hyper-focused on the city of Seattle. And so stories that come out of Seattle represent like 95% of the news, the reports, the blogs, the articles that reporters will put out there. And that does a disservice to those of you who don't live in Seattle, who don't care about Seattle. So weekday mornings, thanks to our friends over at Tulalip Resort Casino, we do something called the Big Local, where we focus on you. We talk about the communities you actually live in, and we completely ignore the city of Seattle. We're a little Seattle heavy on the show today, so it's feeling really good right now knowing I don't have to talk about Seattle. But I will tell you this, whether or not you win this lottery going on tomorrow, I'm going to need your help because I want to raise $1,000 and that's it. I want to raise $1,000 to help some kids because there is a theme in this Big Local today. The theme is how bad people do bad things to good people, victims. And we start in Redmond, and that's where I need your help. Because a thief stole scooters from the indoor scooter park at the Pro Scooter Shop. And these were scooters for children. For children to use at this park, this indoor park that's safe, that protects them from the weather. And it's all been done by a nonprofit called the Pacific Scooter Experience. Now, an employee at the Pro Scooter Shop accidentally left one of their doors unlocked. It was a total accident. An accident that two thieves decided to take advantage of. So they broke in and they stole about $2,500 worth of scooters. The owner of the shop, David Power, spoke to Q13 and, you know, he's trying to make the best of this. He's grateful that no one got hurt.
Scooters can be replaced. There's no damage. Nobody was hurt. But at this, I'm pretty strong about this idea of thievery and this kind of a crime. It's horrible. I would like to do everything we can to catch these guys.
Good for him. And I would like to as well. Because we have video surveillance of these people, so hopefully we'll be able to find them. In fact, Andrea Wolf Buck with the Redmond Police, she's hopeful that a lot of you guys in the community are going to be able to find the thieves.
If people do have footage in the area at other businesses and have some footage of people that are there in the middle of the night, they can let us know and that might help us solve the case.
So here's the deal. David Power is just trying to do the right thing for these kids. He tried to create a space for them to enjoy.
It just sends a wrong message. We've been trying to promote safe and fun space and then something like this happens.
Now, even though they lost $2,500 worth of e-scooters, they're trying to raise $1,500. They're trying to raise $1,500. So this morning I donated $50 to a GoFundMe page that was set up for them. I would love it if every single person who's listening could give whatever it is they can. Text the keyword scooter to 1-800-465-8770. Take out your phone, put in the number 1-800-465-8770, and then text me the keyword scooter, and I'm going to send you a link to the GoFundMe page. They're right now at $510 to their goal of $1,500. So they've got about $1,000 to go, just a little under $1,000. I would love it if through your charity, we can donate the remaining $1,000. We've got enough people out there that literally if everyone gave just a dollar, we'd be able to raise that within the next 5 minutes. But let's do what we can. Let's get to the $1,500 goal and help these kids in Redmond because you know what? We care about our communities. We care about our communities. And we especially care about kids We especially care to help those of us who, through real no fault of our own, got taken advantage of by crooks, by thieves. And here's a really, really good way to give back to a nonprofit organization. It's tax deductible, so it actually, this isn't just sending it to GoFundMe and then, well, I wonder where the money's going. It's tax deductible. You're going to be able to donate and then do a write-off at the end of the year. So I don't know why we wouldn't want to do this. So join me in giving what you can. Maybe it's $10. Maybe it's $100. Maybe it is $50 like I did. Whatever you can give, please, please, please consider giving by texting the keyword scooter to 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. Already getting text messages with the keyword scooter getting sent in. I'm going to send you a link to the GoFundMe page. It'll take you directly there. And let's actually give back. Let's do some good here. Text scooter to 1-800-465-8770. Whatever we can raise by the end of the show would be really, really appreciated. I know that we can donate $1,000 by the end of the show. It's 90 minutes. Are you confident we can do it?
Very confident.
Right? What'd you give?
I gave $50.
$1,000.
I gave $1,000.
Why are you lying?
I don't know. I can't really hear what you're saying. You're trying to give me what I'm supposed to say.
Say $10.
$10.
Because anybody can give 10.
Because anybody can give 10, and I'm anybody.
Who else is anybody? Like someone who's listening right now
maybe
in Sammamish?
Maybe some kind of KTTH fan in Sammamish.
Say Auburn, too.
A KTTH fan in Auburn.
Bellevue. Linwood.
In Linwood.
What about Bainbridge Island?
Bainbridge Island.
What about, why are you forgetting Spanaway?
Spanaway.
Yeah, what about Spanaway? What about Yelm?
Yelm.
Enumclaw.
Enumclaw.
Ellensburg.
Ellensburg.
They can't hear us in Ellensburg. That's too far away from us. Why would you say Ellensburg?
Can I give a shout out to University Place?
University Place. In fact, because you just gave them a shout out, University Place, I'm demanding that someone from University Place send us a text with the keyword scooter to 1-800-465-8770. And I want you to donate. How much should they donate? Because you gave, what's the price of that shout out?
$25.
You can go a little bit better than that.
$26?
Well, $37.
$37.
And then we'll know it's when I look at the GoFundMe page that it's the University Place, folks.
I want somebody to give $253 who lives in the 253 region.
There you go. There you go. And you know what? We got some Seattle people listening. Give $206
yeah.
or $20.60. I don't need to be greedy.
East Side.
Yeah,
that's a big
on.
Donation from you guys.
425?
Yeah.
Let's get it out there. Text scooter to 1-800-465-8770. I'll be keeping track of all of this throughout the morning. And so I better see this number go up. It's really easy. It's safe to do it on GoFundMe, and it's a tax write-off. Meanwhile, King 5 reports Island County prosecutors allege a former Oso pastor, Gary Ray, stole $40,000 meant for victims of the Oso landslide. Ray was charged with 3 counts of first-degree theft. The money should have gone to the victims, but instead, he decided to embezzle it. King 5 says Island County Sheriff's Office detectives first learned of the theft in March of 2017. Deputies were contacted for concerns of embezzling at Restoration Church Camino. A detective began an investigation following tips and payments that led to the alleged $40,000 theft, according to the charging documents. Now, according to the investigating detective, Ray confessed last year to taking the funds with no intention of delivering them to their intended target. They don't tell us exactly why he took the money, what he was doing. We did a story last week out of Mount Vernon where a PTA president stole, what was it, $15,000, and we found out that she owned a home in Mount Vernon that was being foreclosed upon, and so presumably that's why she stole the money. I don't see a motive here, but here's a question I have for people, and maybe you can weigh in by texting us on the Numb Better Tax Resolution Hotline or sending me a tweet at Jason Rantz. The fact that the pastor confessed, do you give the pastor a little bit of a pass? Not in total. He should still go to jail and pay all of this back. But because he's a pastor who may be just an error in judgment to the tune of $40,000 stolen directly from victims who needed it, you give them a little bit of a pass? Because I'm told always that we're supposed to give second chances, we're supposed to be forgiving, and especially, you know, we oftentimes hear from people of faith saying, you know, they committed a sin. Who hasn't committed a sin? It's in our hearts to forgive. I don't forgive this dude. He took $40,000 from a whole bunch of people who lost family members and friends in a mudslide, and this money was supposed to go to help them, and you stole it. I'm not giving you forgiveness. Sorry. I'm giving you jail time. That's what you get when you do something like this. And I don't quite understand. And maybe that's because I'm just a petty person, but I don't think I'm being petty in this case. Brett, I don't think that that's a petty position. You did something bad. You did something that's unforgivable to me. You stole $40,000 from people who were in need of it. Why should we give you any type of forgiveness? I don't need to be charitable in my forgiveness. Do you forgive him?
That's
do you give him a little bit of a pass? Right? It's just, it's awful. I mean, what kind of bad person do you have to be? How do you pervert what it is you're supposed to do as a pastor to the tune of stealing $40,000 from victims?
I don't know.
Like, what is going on in your life?
Yeah, what does he need it so bad for?
What if he needed it for a heart transplant for a dying child?
There's other ways to do that. Like,
right?
GoFundMes.
GoFundMe. In fact, we're raising money right now for scooters for a nonprofit in Redmond called the Pacific Scooter Experience. They got robbed, and they lost out on about $2,500 worth of scooters that are being given to kids to enjoy at this place, this nonprofit's park, indoor park in Redmond. And I'm calling on you guys out there to actually help. And we're seeing a lot of text messages texting the keyword scooter to 1-800-465-8770. Text scooter to 1-800-465-8770. Don't just text me. I need you to click on the link, and I need you to donate some money. And so all morning, we're going to be seeing, we just got a $100 anonymous donation on GoFundMe. I want more of that. We just need to raise $1,000. That's all we need to raise for them. And let's do this as a community because we care. Because when some of our own are down, we help. We step up. Text SCOOTER to 1-800-465-8770. I'll send you a link. Please, please, please donate whatever it is you can. You're listening to The Jason Rant Show. Welcome back to The Jason Rant Show. We're still raising some money. I'm not going to belabor this too much, but we're already over halfway to the goal. It took just 10 minutes to get halfway to the goal. And that's before a lot of people were able to actually donate the money, because we got a lot of text messages texting scooter to the number 1-800-465-8770 so we can raise just $1,000 for a nonprofit that had their scooters that they give to kids to enjoy in a safe environment, that it was stolen. And so a big shout out to the anonymous user who gave $100. David gave $25. Lisa and Nicholas gave $10 apiece. Mark gave $15. And Anthony, he took the idea of using your area code, he donated $253.
That's awesome.
So we're already all in at $823 of a $1,500 goal. And I don't normally do things like this. So some of you are like, why are you getting involved? And the truth is, I have no idea why I'm getting involved. There was just something about the story that kind of pissed me off, if I'm being honest, that you're going to steal from kids who are, look, they, you know, they're using scooters and it's a little dweeby thing. But I mean, it's like, hell, they're already disadvantaged.
Scooters are fun.
Well, they're kind of dorky, but I'm just saying, let's help these kids out. Because there's already people like me calling them dorky for using scooters. I will say this. It's definitely appropriate for a child to use a scooter, never appropriate for an adult. And if I see an adult on the scooter, every single time, you know what I want to do? Push them off.
There's guys who can do
just
like triple backflips on
scooters. I want to push them off when I see them on a
circus.
Doesn't matter. I want to push them off.
It's awesome.
I look at them and they're scooting down the street and I just want to like drop kick one of them. But if it's a kid, it's appropriate. So let's help them out. Text the keyword scooter to 1-800-465-8770. I want to raise the $1,500 by the end of the show. And Peter and Lori just gave $50 apiece. So that's another $100 closer to this goal. So thank you so much to all the listeners out there who are helping. Text the keyword scooter to 1-800-465-8770. As you've got a whole bunch of activists in the region moving towards this car-free era, you've got car share companies like Lyft saying, you know what, we're going to offer a subscription-based service in Seattle, eventually Tacoma, that would encourage you to get rid of your car, meaning get rid of the cost that you're putting into via gas, parking, insurance, and just take Lyft everywhere. So they've rolled out a subscription service that makes no sense whatsoever to me on the pricing. I cannot figure this out. They're charging you $299 a month for 30 rides up to $15 each. Now, most people who take any of these rides, whether we're talking about an Uber or a Lyft or Car2Go or ReachNow, you're not spending $15. You're usually spending between $5 and $10 on your local. So we're not talking about going to the airport. And so for this to make sense, presumably they're going after people who want to get rid of their cars and live car-free as best as possible. So this doesn't make sense, because anyone doing the math can figure out you're not going to really get savings if you use it for work. So let's say you use it Monday through Friday, every single day, twice a day, to get to work and then get back. So you're skipping out on your commute. Well, how many of those work days are in a month, typically?
20.
Exactly. If you've got 30 total rides, what does that mean? 15 total days if you're doing it back and forth. Well, so you're already five short.
All right, wait, what were you factoring in for how much it costs to get to work and back?
I'm saying it costs usually between $5 and $10, depending on where you are.
For you at 4 a.m.
No. For me at 4 a.m., it's
$2.32. If you're commuting from like Greenwood to Seattle, it can be like $30.
It's not going to be $30. And people are, let's go with that. Let's go with the $30. Why not give you enough to cover a full month's worth of commutes? That's what I don't understand. Yeah. Why not just come up with a pricing plan, assuming that you're going to use it two times a day on weekdays? Because once you go past the 30, then they charge you only up until $15, something like that, and they don't charge you anything that goes above the $15 on future rides. So you're paying on top of that. But let's do just the quick math. On average, when we're talking about parking in an apartment complex that you're paying for, $150. The average is actually a little bit less than that. It depends on where you are, but let's just go with $150. Then your insurance, again, if you're already a low-level driver, which I'm assuming, again, this is who they're going after, like someone like me who doesn't drive that often, my insurance for my 99 Corolla when I had it was, I think, $50 a month. Gas, I was filling it up every 6 to 7 weeks with about $20 worth. So you're not even getting to that $300 mark. I don't understand the pricing.
Well, what about car payment?
This is assuming you already own. Again, you're going after people who don't have brand new cars, because someone with a brand new car that they're still paying off, they're not just going to get rid of their car and going with a Lyft service. You're talking about someone who is a millennial who has a used car, it's already paid off, they don't drive all that much, and they probably don't even live all that far from where it is they work.
It could be somebody who's moved from the suburbs to Seattle for a new job or from college.
We're talking about now the college thing. You're right. But again, they probably already have a car that's fully paid off. And the amount of money that they're spending on that car every single month is not coming anywhere close to what they would end up spending on something like this. I think that a lot of people are going to look at the sticker shock and be like, that's way too much. Now, Uber had a really good plan that they were testing out 6 or 7 months ago that I was with, where it was $20 a month. And between point A and point B, you would get a free ride. It would be free for you. And at least for me, it was free because it was such a low-level ride that it was only normally charging them $2.50 at the most. I did that. That made sense. It was a cost saving, and it didn't cost them all that much because of how short of a distance I was going. Go down that path, and I think you're going to start getting people cars off the street. This makes no sense to me. I don't understand it. Would you ever do any of that?
I think.
Really? Is that your hot take? It's a case by case. What?
Sometimes
it works
for people and sometimes it does not work for people.
Thanks, Darren. How much did you donate to the scooters?
I don't know yet.
$15. Representing Greenwood. Or Green Lake. Where do you live?
Greenwood.
Yeah, representing Greenwood. Say it.
Representing Greenwood.
Yeah, there you go. I don't see your name on this list. Text the keyword scooter to 1-800-465-8770.